Well, Andrew, you've been a busy man this last 12 hours with all-rounder Paul Stirling. What's the latest news you can give us on him?
Well, Paul had an x-ray immediately after the incident last night, so thankfully that came back with no sign of a fracture or break. So just as an added precaution, we had a CT scan done of his elbow, and that just showed that there was some mild soft tissue damage. But just the nature of the impact and the side of the injury can be quite painful for Paul and for any player who gets a hit on that side. So at the moment he's just doing the standardised kind of recovery procedure, just resting it, icing it. We have it strapped and we just have to wait and see how he pulls out of it in the morning. So
yeah, he seemed in a lot better form today. He was in quite a bit of pain last night, but he seemed much more upbeat today. I mean, that's cause for optimism, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably the initial pain levels probably would have affected things last night, but now that we have that under control in terms of medication, and I think also he's getting a lot more movement back into it as the swelling reduces, so I think he's a lot more upbeat about his prospects tomorrow.
Yeah, and obviously we have a last minute fitness test, but it's got to be better than 50-50.
Yeah, certainly it's hard to put an exact figure on it, but I would be hopeful. I think the good news is that without any fracture or sign of other soft tissue damage, you can't really do a huge amount of harm to it, but it can be a very, very painful area to get an injury, so it's just a balance between the two. If we can manage to get him closer to the less painful side, I think things should be okay.